So this is a special between the matters. This is the Thanksgiving Day.
I like the way you said that.
what we're thankful for. The Thanksgiving Day between the matters. So if you're listening to this, it is Thanksgiving. So happy Thanksgiving.
In the words of Medea, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksmas.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I'm back, guys.
Yeah.
Dude, we missed you.
I'm alive. I missed you guys, too. But I think you're still alive. I'm still alive. We're all alive.
Yes, the Lord is still at work. He is still sovereign. Okay. That's right.
Mm-hmm. So let's just real quickly talk about kind of what we're thankful for.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Chris is thankful for Bang energy drink.
That energy drink, man. Like, dude, that's your lifeblood right there, isn't it?
It's pretty awesome.
And Sola Bang. All he needs. Sola Bang.
I guarantee you, if the Reformers had Bang, they would have drank it.
Oh, yeah. That's probably what fueled the Reformation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
All right. So, I guess I'll start.
Start us off, Drew.
I'll start.
Why are you thankful for us?
So many things. So many things. I mean, there's so many things I can't even count them.
That's right.
So I'm just going to go to something else.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So many things, it's not even worth addressing. Yeah.
That's right.
That's exactly right.
No, I mean, one thing I'm really thankful for is the sovereign work of God. More specifically in the work of the hearts of members of my family, in ways that I've seen him move and just people change. Mm. Right.
Thankfully.
Yeah. Heart changes, conversations that are being had, that can only be the work of the Lord. And especially with the last 2 years and stuff that's just been going on in my family, it's been rough. Mm. It's been difficult. Yeah. So, but I mean, you see his hand at work in it for sure, and it's not over. It's really only just begun.
Yeah.
So, I'm thankful for that.
Amen.
Yeah, no, I think there's a ton of stuff that pops into my head, like podcasting, nice microphones, pipes, energy drinks, right? Like there's a ton that pop in, but if I'm going to be serious, I think the church that my wife and I are at now is probably the singular most avenue or source of just such joy in my life. I mean, obviously it's Christ and his gospel, but he has really manifested that through the church that we are going to, the family that we have there, the preaching of the word. So my wife and I don't know if we've talked about it on the podcast, but over the last few years have had some pretty, and we can get into it into another podcast maybe sometime too, but have some pretty horrific church experiences, pretty painful churches that we've been a part of that have done a lot of damage to us personally, spiritually, emotionally, and physically. And just the joy of being able to sit in service and look around and just know that you are all there unified as one with like one purpose. Like, you know, we're there to glorify God. We're there to worship him. And being at a church that I know I can share the hard things that I'm going through. I can share the sins that I struggle with. I can share the joys that I have in my life. And the response is going to be the same. I'm going to be greeted with the gospel in all its forms. I just want to throw some love to King's Cross Church in Kirkland, Washington. Love it. I love it so much. It's done so much good for me and my wife. So
that's awesome.
Yes. Thankful for that.
Yeah. Yeah. Great, great show idea. What happens when you're hurt by a church? How do you respond?
Yeah.
Great idea. Yeah. Sounds like something we could tackle in December.
There we go. Yeah.
If we ever get through Romans 11.
Get through Romans 11. That's right. We're going at the speed of
Study.
Guys, by perseverance, the snail reached the ark.
Hey, there it is right there.
Of Spurgeon. Spurgeon, right there.
That's right.
All right, Chris, why are you thankful for us?
Man, why am I thankful for you? Well, I'm thankful for the golden molasses, number one.
Oh, yes.
That's what puts me to sleep every night.
Oh, that is so terrifyingly creepy.
I have to go.
What in the world? Now I have this picture of Drew listening to me as he's going to sleep, and his wife, like your wife, is like, "Who are you listening to?" Just no, don't worry about it.
It's the State Farm guy.
I just had a tear come down my eye.
State Farm guy. It's Josh from State Farm.
I swear it's Josh.
Well, he's wearing khakis.
Sounds hideous.
Well, he's wearing a flannel.
Well,
so.
He's wearing a flannel, so. Oh, ouch. Sorry, Chris. Oh, I think we kind of railroaded this, brother.
No. That was good. That was good. I that hurt a little bit. I was laughing so hard that hurt. Oh man. No, but on a serious note, I am grateful for God's immense. I keep coming around this the phrase, His immense unmerited grace. Mm. And His grace through His discipline, as well. And, you know, and then that's something that I've seen and experienced this year. This year has been a year of highs, extreme highs, and getting to do things that, that were, goals, and some, you know, stuff that I never thought I would be able to do, and, places be able to go, and people be able to meet and partner with, and then at the same time had a lot of lows through transgressions and trespasses and to come out on the other side of that, seeing the Lord continue to work in my life and in a sanctifying way through His Word, the work of the Word by the power of the Holy Spirit and the government of the local church. Man, and how that has supported us this year. And again, the, kind of the same thing, Josh. It's like, you know, you go through those highs and lows with churches, we've also been a part of churches that have hurt. The same thing, spiritually, emotionally, that manifested itself physically. To experience that healing and that growth has been. Has been incredible. So,
yeah.
Same thing with family too, Drew. I echo that also. Seeing the work of the Lord and His pursuit of people in my close circle. It's been a great year. I'm looking forward to 2020.
Yep.
And leaving 2019 in 2019. You know, checking the stuff at the door that needs to be checked, but then taking the things with us into 2020 that we need to remember for our further sanctification and work of the Word in our lives, in the ministries that the Lord chooses to bless us with, starting with our families. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. I mean, one thing that, you know, speaking just from the matter of theology standpoint, it was just really an idea that I was like, well, let's start a podcast and cause some trouble. Right. And then,
both missions accomplished.
But you didn't say let's cause some trouble. You said, let's just talk about theology.
Yeah.
Let's talk theology equals causing trouble. Let's just be honest. Yes. Right. Yeah.
Well, and remember, here's what, I was just listening to, a message by John MacArthur from this, he's doing a series right now about true Christian unity. And one of the things that he says is when true Christian unity based on the truth happens, it is divisive.
Mm, yeah.
True Christian unity does exclude those who aren't grafted in and don't want to submit to the sufficiency of Scripture.
Right.
So, yeah.
But I mean, just in doing this, I mean, obviously, you know, we've got to, you know, get hooked up with Josh.
Yeah.
And been a big part of the show, Definitely brought more maturity.
Yeah, wow.
I know that wasn't your goal.
I don't think that's that. I don't know if that's true at all. I don't know if our listeners are thinking like, yeah, Josh really added the adult level to this. I'm pretty sure that's not the first thing that's coming to their minds.
Well, if anybody wants to hear how adult we are, just go listen to us talk about the Luther insult generator.
Oh yeah, let's you know. Speaking of leaving things in 2019 that need to stay there, yeah, that's staying right there in the vaults.
But I mean, even just think about it. Think about how you know we were able to get hooked up with Brad Weber, right? Yeah. And now he's a friend of the show, and you know he messages us pretty regularly. Yeah. And then Matthew Robinson, who came on. Yeah. I mean, this is that's pretty, you know, significant stuff.
Yeah.
And then just even that, but some of the people we were able to reach with some of the messages we've gotten back, like, you know, thank you for doing that. That really helped me a lot. You know, I never saw that before. I never saw that in my life, you know, and now I'm actually aware of it and I know I need to change.
Well, I mean, there were people coming up to people in leadership at our church and saying, asking about the podcast. Now we're not associated with any one church. We've said that and made that clear. But you know, to have random people who we don't know who they are. Hey, I have a question about something that was said on the podcast. Not in a negative way, but just like, hey, can you help me? Can you walk me through this again? Or this really impacted me. And that was face to face. That wasn't like a Twitter message or email or something like that. So
I do want to read a iTunes review.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Is this a good one or a fun one?
It's as good one
this
or
is
fun
a good one. Oh, it's oh a okay. Good one. So, but it's so I don't look at reviews often, you know, but this is from August.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But it's from, I guess Ryan. It says it's RYNNELLI. Ryan Ellie. I don't know. Maybe
he's Italian.
Ryan Ellie. Hey.
It's all one name. Sorry, go ahead.
But it says, this is great teaching. Thank you for unashamedly preaching God's word and truth. I can't recommend this enough.
Mm.
Okay. I mean, I may have just puffed ourselves up right there, but you know, it's.
Well, it's kind just of humbling, a show,
but it is having effect humbling on people,
yeah,
in a positive way.
Yeah, and that's good. You know, like I, in all of the ministry experience that I've had, well, not all, but both the good and the really, really bad. Out of the bad stuff, I came away with kind of a mantra that I repeat to myself whenever I'm engaging in any type of ministry, because so many churches will use the either the scope or the numbers or the, you know, whatever it is as the barometer of success, right? And that's completely, completely horrible to use that, right? The thing that I try to repeat to myself often is for the sake of one, right? For the sake of one. If I can go through whatever this ministry is and have an effect, be the means that the Lord uses to give one person the gospel, just one, then it's a life that's been well worth living.
Yeah.
And it's a ministry that is well worth pursuing and doing. Mm-hmm. Right. So if we have one person that is encouraged by doctrines that lift high the name of God, this podcast is well worth it. And I will fight tooth and nail to anybody who says otherwise.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Amen.
For the sake of one, guys.
For the sake of one.
I feel like there should be a cool Latin saying for that too, somewhere.
There should be. I should find it, and we could like, dude, that could be like our. That could be like. That could be like
one of our mantras.
Yeah, that could be like the matter of theology, like under tagline, like under the tagline
for the theology, sake of for the sake of one.
For the sake of one.
I like it.
Even if we get down to one listener, guys. One listener.
Even if it's just one of us, not all
even
three
if
of
it's
us.
It's just us. Yeah. That's right.
Well, I mean, carry the torch. I mean, my it would at least be we would have three every episode would download. So
that's right.
I mean, hey, what else you need? Anyways, what else is going on in you guys' life?
Man, I'm about
to... favorite Thanksgiving dish. Josh, go.
Oh gosh, Thanksgiving dish. Okay, so my mom makes these homemade, like, well, actually, my wife makes them. I forget who makes them. I think it's both of them. They make these homemade, like, crescent rolls.
Did you just get yourself in trouble?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
No. They make these homemade crescent rolls that they, like roll the bread dough out and then put, like, butter on it and then, like, roll it, and it just comes out. Like, it's the greatest roll I've ever had in my life. Like, if I could just have rolls for Thanksgiving dinner, it would be that. It's so good.
Mm. Nice.
Mm.
Chris.
My sister-in-law makes this incredible, like, it's this cauliflower casserole dish with, I don't even know, like, there's a lot of cheese. I just know that. There's a lot of cheese. It bakes in the oven. But she crushes up Special K and puts it on it so it, like, browns and is like a crisp top. I'll have to ask her, but it is so good. And it's not just Thanksgiving. It's any holiday. And when we do, like, birthday dinners, I always request that. So,
yeah,
that's where it's at. That's where it's at. Now, Christmas, however, which we may get there eventually, but see, my wife's family is Polish.
Ooh.
And so we have guamki, pierogi, I always say this wrong, and my wife's like, that's not how you say it. Kielbasi. Yeah, see, that's how I always said it, but they're like, no, that's not how you say it. It's kielbasi. I'm like,
kielbasi?
I don't know. I just work here. So
I don't care what it's called. Just put it on my plate.
So yeah, that's coming for Christmas, and I'm always really excited about that too. So
nice.
Yes.
Yeah. I love my mom makes really good green bean casserole.
Oh yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's so good that for small group one night, I asked her for the recipe and she gave it to me and I made it and everyone loved it.
See, and that's hard to make a green bean casserole people like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, that's one of those dishes that's really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. So I got in a huge debate with my co-host on the Reformatory today, because we are also doing a Thanksgiving special. So we're just going to have, like, a whole bunch of podcasts launching on Thanksgiving, nice. Which is going to be great. Turkey neck or no turkey neck?
No turkey neck.
You guys serious? Have you ever tried it?
No. I've never seen
it. It's the most tender meat on the turkey.
Hmm.
It is so good.
Okay, wait. How about deep fried or roasted?
Deep fried.
Yes, please. Both. Yes. Both. Deep fried is so, especially if you inject it with, like, all the flavor steroids. Like, I want that turkey looking like Arnold Schwarzenegger, and then deep fry it.
Nice.
It's going to look so good. It's like, put the turkey into the fire.
Get it out.
I need my turkey bath.
I want to put it in the bath. Yeah. No, I want you inject that turkey with as much junk as you want to. It just makes it better.
Yes.
I want that turkey roided up.
I like it. Okay, so now Thanksgiving conversations.
Do
we avoid, and what do we intentionally get into?
Well, okay, so my brother-in-law happens to be one of the previous co-hosts of Matter of Theology. Nick is married to my wife's sister.
Awkward. So he probably hates me. He's probably like, yeah, that's Josh guy.
No, not at all. But you guys, now, I mean, so anybody who listened to our, you know, a lot of our previous episodes, how fired up we would get in talking through topics and scripture. And that's pretty much how holidays go as well. And so I usually, both Nick and myself, get the look from our wives when we start talking theology. To stop talking theology or to take it outside. Because we don't argue. That's not it. We just get so passionate, fired up, and we start talking about things that we're seeing. And what's really, just because of schedules and life, like, I haven't seen Nick since July. So there's been a lot that's happened in the evangelical world.
Oh, yeah. Kanye West.
Kanye West, critical race theory, Beth Moore building a snowman, needing to go home and stop pandering to her followers on Twitter. Sorry. You know, all the above. And so, I'm sure that usually comes up a good bit. And then, of course, you know, we end up not meaning to, but alienate the rest of the family because we're sitting there just going back and forth talking about stuff. So.
Yeah. Let me guess. You talk a lot about MacArthur and he talks about Mark Driscoll.
Two of my favorite topics.
He would.
He's probably going to listen and go.
If he listens to this. Hey, Drew. Yes. And hears that you said that he was your boy Driscoll.
I'm just kidding. Man. Just kidding. Just kidding. Just kidding, Nick.
No.
I don't want. Don't tackle me. Don't.
He is a football coach. He knows how. Just kidding.
It's for jokes. It's for laughs.
I just. No. That's usually not how that goes.
Nick is a far better theologian than Mark Driscoll.
Amen. And right on.
Oh, guys, I have to share. Okay, our listeners will love this. I have to share with you the most savage quote that my pastor shared last. So Daniel, right?
Yeah.
Host of the Reformatory. He shared this. So we're going through the end of Ephesians 5, talking about men and women's roles in marriage, right? So not divisive at all, right? Especially in 2019.
Yeah.
Just nice, easy topics. And so the women submitting to your husband is first. So he's talking about that. And he's talking like in the middle of talking about like what it looks like and what it means biblically for women to submit to their husbands. He like addresses the guys. And he goes, guys, I have something to say. If you're hearing all of this and your response is that you get all excited and get giddy because, oh, great, my wife, yeah, she gets to respect and submit to me. That means just I'm this awesome dude, right? It says if you're doing that, one, it proves that you have never actually led anything in your life.
Ooh.
And that, two, it proves that you couldn't lead a group of Cub Scouts on a gay hike. And it was dead. Okay, real talk here. It was dead silent, except for
wow.
Me. I'm in the middle. I go,
oh. You're busting it out.
It was so quiet, and I'm there like, oh.
Did they record that?
I think they did. Yeah, I don't know if it's up
yet. I will
see that one. That just proves to me that you couldn't lead a group of Cub Scouts on a day hike. I'm like, what? Man. I was like, that is the most Driscoll you have ever gotten. I was expecting the how dare you after it. But he didn't do it. Anyway.
It was
so good. Oh, it was so good.
That's funny.
I love that.
Did y'all come to a conclusion yet on whether or not he's a hipster?
Oh, yeah. The internet is overwhelmingly in favor of my opinion that he is. It was like 78%
in favor. I tried to fight for him, man. I tried to fight for him.
Yeah, I know.
It didn't take hold, though.
It really didn't. It really didn't. No. No, I think we're going to have another poll going up in a couple of weeks. I think I'm going to lose that one. So that one will be interesting. Uh-oh. Yeah. Oh, it's going to be like it's what's the poll? Little sneak peek for our listeners. It's going to be like who's the podcast older brother and who's the podcast younger brother.
Oh man.
And I'm pretty sure I'm going to lose out on being the younger, but
I don't know, man. I think you're the older cuz you have more podcasts.
See, that's the thank you. Okay, when it comes time to vote, vote your conscience, right?
Yeah.
Josh, I love you. Yeah. I would say you're the big brother here, maybe.
I don't know. Not after this episode.
Oh, that's true.
I love how Chris is still trying to make this real. Like, yes, Josh is the mature one. Josh is the mature one. He's the mature one.
Take the mantle.
It went down, that went downhill quick.
Yeah, very.
So, okay, Christmas tree up before Thanksgiving or after?
After. Oh,
don't you dare put it after. Two separate holidays. They are two separate holidays. This is important.
Yes.
This is a matter of great importance to me.
Dude, this is what I told my wife. She looked at me like almost maybe 2 weeks ago. She looked at me and she said, "Can we put the tree up now?" And I said, "After Thanksgiving." She said, she goes, "Like the day after Thanksgiving?" And I said, "After Thanksgiving." Like, just
December.
Let's get to Thanksgiving first. And then let's get after it. Right. Then we can start talking Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
way to lead your wife.
That's right.
Yeah. Way to lead her in the way she should go. So real tree or fake tree?
Because of the size of my house and the rambunctiousness of my dog.
Yeah. Your dog is very rambunctious. Yeah.
Josh. Yeah. I'm not as hard on that one. As when it goes up. I really don't care. I've had both. In the stage of life I'm in right now, I like the real trees because I like the smell, but I don't like all the cleanup.
Right.
And getting
set. And the watering and the, yeah.
Yeah. And that's not fun. Yeah. So I do see the great benefit to having a fake tree.
Yeah. If I had a bigger house that just had just more room and a taller ceiling, we would have a real tree. But we just, it's not feasible for us right now.
Yeah, we always do real tree. Number one, because, the smell is just awesome. And it just, it's just something about a real tree makes it feel like Christmas. And then, two, my wife is allergic to the fake ones because of what they're made out of. So there you go.
Well, there you go. Well, that made the decision right there.
Yeah. Yep.
There it is.
Well, Jen,
so I don't get a, hey, way to lead your wife.
No! In that, you were. I was going to say your wife hating you because of her allergies. Hate to love your wife. Wait to be sacrificial and love your wife.
Service to the wife.
There that's you right. go. I'm that's kidding, right. by the way. But thank you.
So important in leading. Yeah,
that's right.
So awesome. Well, I think that was a pretty good Thanksgiving special.
Yeah. Let's see how many listeners we have after this one.
How many are left?
direct all emails and disagreements to josh.loflis@matteroftheology.com.
Might as well at this point. I'll just add them to the pile.
No, you know what? No, I'll say this. We lock arms. So you got issues with anything anybody says, we're
that's
all
right.
Free.
Send them, to Andy Stanley.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, with that one, I mean, I guess if it's a special, we could go double time. Sure.
Yeah.
Totally.
So, all right. But now you've heard us rant and get serious and laugh and cry. We're getting out of here.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Till next time.
Bye-bye. Tomorrow.
Bye.